Let's talk about the economic recovery that everyone is waiting for. Curtis Greco is the founder of the Imperfect Messenger Foundation. Has an extensive background in accounting, banking, finance, real estate. Author of the book Blind Vision, a series of books. Curtis, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing great. So we have forked over almost $800 billion of taxpayer money for an economic recovery. And 18 months later, where is it, dude?
Well, I think that's a question a lot of folks are asking. In reality, you know, we've tossed out the window, now we're nearing upwards of $11 trillion in various subsidies, whether it's for AIG or various housing debacles and so on and so forth. And it's a darn good question when the public is out there wondering why is the stimulus concept not working.
You think part of the problem is the fact that some of the money hasn't been spent yet? They got like, what, $220 billion still waiting to be spent, given to somebody?
Well, yeah, you know, there's part of that, I suppose. I think the bigger picture, I think, is to look at it perhaps in another way, and that is the fact that it's what you're really seeing is the death of a paradigm, an economic paradigm, playing out right before everyone's eyes, and that is the belief that the government can in fact be an economic engine. It's good at doing one thing and doing it quite well, and that is of course spending money. But as we can see from the stimulus packages, and this is not the first time this is attempted, that government can't, in fact, not be an economic stimulus. And
do we need
really,
to give it more time for it to work?
Well, you know, I think I lost you on that one.
But go ahead. I got you, brother. You're back. Go ahead.
The time issue is fine, I guess, but I think the greater point is to consider is that what is it the government is doing that's actually preventing jobs from being created? When you realize that, or we all realize that, you know, households are the driving force of any economic engine in the United States and have always been that. It is the native economy. It is the vibrant economic engine of the United States that you always hear about how vibrant the U.S. economy is. No one ever really considers what exactly that is. And what that is actually is the a component of the economy that exists even if the government doesn't act. And I call that the native economy. That's the native engine of the economy that is the demand in search of supply. That's the average individual's desire to feed, clothe, and shelter themselves or their households. And in that economy, where we need to focus on, and that is the subject mostly of the book series or a great portion of the book series, is actually what is it that we could be doing that we're not doing that would be directly affecting job creation.
Accounting and financial expert Curtis Greco, author of Blind Vision, the book series, our guest right now on 710 KURV.
Good morning, Mr. Greco. Romeo Gandu here. So what do you think does need to be done? What can we do? If you don't think the government can do it, what could we do then?
Well, I think that the government can help, and it needs to take a leadership role. One of the challenges is that when we look at, for example, the movement that's going on in the U.S. right now with the Tea Party movements and so on and the various elections that are taking place and, of course, some of the primaries that took place yesterday, one of the interesting things that we don't see being spoken of is, by contrast, what we hear being talked about is this pointing fingers of Democrat and Republican and the adversarial role that politics plays in the process. But what we don't hear anyone speaking to in specifics is what is it that the platform that they're running on attests to as to their knowledge and their ability to create a groundswell of action on these areas. And
Curtis, thanks for your time. Curtis Greco, author of the Blind Vision book